Wonderful, gorgeous hearts and souls. Today we have a beautiful topic: following your heart and soul for guidance in all aspects of your life. So often we don't take time to listen to our intuition. We feel our mind needs to lead our way when we can just tap into our heart and soul and follow that guidance. And of course, we have been on several detours because we didn't know how or didn't trust our guidance, and that's all part of life. So be extra gentle with yourself and have compassion, because life needs as many detours for us to truly arrive at our soul purpose, allowing ourselves to feel the joy and truly trusting that we are on the right path. And yeah, I mean, I still sometimes wonder whether I'm on the right path. But that is part of life, right? Welcome,
Absolutely.
Janet.
Hi, Caroline. Yes, this topic today, I think we sort of talking of the details really touches my life because Caroline knows me very well and knows that I think I'm a queen of detours. But you're right, is that when I look at it, I mean, I just often felt in the last while I've gone off and done something and it's not been the right thing, and then get disappointed and frustrated with myself, and then come and try something else and get a bit frustrated and blah blah blah. And I've just talking before we came on to say that I'm back writing again and loving it. And it's always been something I've really enjoyed. But I don't know why in the last while I've sort of felt I've needed to go and do all of these other things and not give myself permission to do the thing I actually really enjoy doing. And it is about listening to your heart and soul for that guidance. But as Caroline says, sometimes the detour is something you need to do to actually make sure you are on the right track. So, Caroline said, you've always got that what if question, what if I didn't do that? And I think that's been a little bit that's been driving me a little bit of not feeling secure. And I mean, people know by now, if you've been listening to the series, that I moved back to the UK just as everything went a bit crazy, and it's been really hard to get settled back here. And I think that just threw me off, and I really lost touch with really following my heart and soul for that guidance. And fear was a big driving part of it as well, to go off and do different things. But I look now and I kind of think, well, those were valuable experiences. And somewhere along the line, you have, maybe you take a detour on a road trip and you go down a little country lane that's maybe not where you're meant to go. And suddenly at the end of it, you find the most amazing view that if you'd never done that detour, you would have never found that. And that sticks with you. So detours are part of our journey. But as Caroline says, but when you really, really connect with who you are, your heart and your soul, and really listen to that inner guidance, you really know without a doubt what is right for you. Caroline, tell us some of your stories about detours and finding your way back.
I mean, probably started the biggest detour was marrying this man, when I was, I mean, met him when I was 20, and then just before I turned 40, that ended. And I mean, of course, I had regrets and thought sort of I should have chosen better, but I have three amazing children out of this marriage. And it was meant to be. I was meant to have those three kids with him, even though for a while then I said, oh, I just should have chosen wiser. He's not a a good father in my eyes. He's the father he is, and I needed to learn to accept that, and also have my children learn to know him just the way he is without bridging that emotional gap. But it's been great. It's that detour. And of course, yeah, many, many detours, of trying out this or that, or I mean, in business life also you try this. I started with acceptable healing practices that science-oriented minds could approve of, and then I fully accepted the angel, the universe, and going there. And still, I felt, if I call it angelic healing, I felt I was sort of hiding, and then entering that heart flow healing. And of course, now I sometimes think, oh, maybe angel, I still work with the angel. It's not that I don't work with them. It's maybe not so pronounced. So it's these kind of things, or a sudden urge to travel to a place. And you think sort of, why? And then you meet the most amazing people, or you have the most amazing experience just because you needed to have this experience. And like you said, sometimes it's the greatest view, sometimes it's the experience you need. For me, it's like the stepping stones. We move on, and without going through my divorce, without going through that emotional abuse, I wouldn't have learned all about spirituality, about energy healing, about how powerful I am. I would never have learned to be Caroline. I would have always bent over backwards to make that man happy or keep the family together. I would have lost so much more of my essence. So yeah, it's all meant to be and part of your journey. And I think that's the beauty. We can experience it all. And sort of, if we can see more playful as when you enter a fork of the road, and many people stay there, sort of, oh, not sure the left or the right, or what happens on the left and what off the right. And you lose life because you can't make a decision. Just go explore. You can always come back, or you trust that further down the road, you can have another road leading back to the other one. So
Absolutely.
I think indecision is always harder. So just choose and pick and play with it. And like we discussed before we came on the show, it's all about having joy, finding the joy in the little things, and sharing that joy and allowing, giving yourself permission to lead a joyful life. I think that's important, because sometimes we are told to life is hard, you have to work hard, you don't give yourself permission to live. And that's what we came here for, right?
Exactly. Funny, we were talking about that, about sort of the humanity, the experience of being a human here. We certainly do have a full range of emotions. We have a full range of experiences, and it is part of life's rich tapestry, to be quite honest, if we can accept that. And I mean, both Caroline and I have gone through quite a bit, but it's through that that we have found our path back to our spiritual beliefs and our spiritual healing. And if I hadn't have had that, I would be still in that hamster wheel and not looking beyond that. It was definitely through those experiences that were very hard and very challenging, but they drove me to find a path to something that I believe is very important for each one of which Caroline and I both have this show to share with you our experiences and our beliefs and our healings and our modalities that we enjoy working with. And certainly, as I've said, I mean, business-wise, I've been, trying to get my coaching business and my, my academy up and running, and there's great stuff in there, but it's been frustrating. And then I said to Caroline, I've just sort of like gone back because people have been going, where's book two? Where's book two? Because I wrote The Naked Knitting Club a number of years ago, book one. And I said, it's going to be a little series. And they've been waiting. And then now they've been going, where is book two? And I thought, oh, if people are really that interested, I should really get back. And my husband was going, I've been telling you, just write the books. And now I'm back into the books. And I'm like going, oh, I have missed my little friends in the book. I've missed writing. I've missed putting together. Is it a work, a literary work of art? No. But is it a story that people can enjoy and relate to and maybe learn from as well? Because there is a transformational life coaching element and there will be some spiritual elements to it. So the things that I love are going into that, the series, the books. So is it making me happy? Yes, finally get coming back. It's been like a definitely a lot of detours to coming back to finding my way back to writing. And it's really is being that creative force, that creative energy is really important. And that's my way of expressing is through telling, storytelling. I mean, along the way, I'm also writing rhyming poetry and I just have so many things going on and I enjoy it. I love doing it. I love creating things. And that just brings me so much joy. So what about you, Caroline? What things do you really bring a lot of joy in your life?
Yeah, connecting heart to heart with people. You know, I mean, even doing my massages and then hearing from people say, oh, okay, yes, we have that in common. One young woman finally was pregnant and she suffered from endometriosis. I thought, okay, yes, I had that too. And I could give her hope
Yeah.
that I had 3 kids naturally, and she thought, oh, that's great. You know, it's
Yeah.
that kind of sharing my experiences, and somehow, yeah, I just realized being the wise older woman and supporting younger people on their journey, and yeah, connecting with people, helping them with their guidance, as giving them an angelic reading or helping them in their healing. Because in that space, you know, when I'm in that energy, even in my circle of love, you know, being with the women that can be so open, so vulnerable, and they trust me, they no, I hold the space, I hold them in love, and sort of having them bathe in that love of the universe, because that's what I've been longing
Yeah.
for most of my life, is sort of being loved. You know, I was looking for it in my parents, but my parents are humans, you know, and then in my husband, and then in my children, but my children are not supposed to give me unforgivable, unconditional love, you know, they're my children. And so holding that loving space for people to truly connect to their heart and know they are loved.
Oh, I love
And
that.
that's the most amazing experience. And I just so love it, you know, and even if I give massages, I hold the people in that love, and people say, you have magical hands, because just by a massage, it sort of gives them the energy, and me being in my energy, you know, clearing my space is sort of my gift to the world, you know, channeling that energy and standing in my own truth and helping women that never felt good enough to finally feel worthy and stepping up and being able to be themselves. Because we are like, we had another episode and you mentioned the masks we put on, or hiding or bending over backwards to sort of trying to fit in, when we are all just here to be true to ourselves. And I think that's the gift to the world. Yeah, allowing our light to shine and allowing our light to be part of that earthly light to lift us. And like we mentioned before, it's okay. This is our light. And but many lights together give a big light. And we all feel we have to be the big bright light, the only light to shine on earth. But having that connectedness and doing this show with you, interacting, having going through similar things at the same time, and knowing that many of us can relate to that. Because yes, we are still tired. We talked about tiredness last week, and us to be, yeah, going through that, finding guidance, finding our soul purpose again and again and again, and coming back to former things like you writing. And I love writing. I need to give myself permission to write again, just pour my soul out. And this is the gift, your gift. Everybody has a gift inside.
It is. Oh, Caroline, when you're talking about that, and I'm just like feeling it, your energy, because I love Caroline gives the best hugs ever. I mean, but because you can feel that love. And interesting, you should say about, the taking off the mask and the being authentic. But I read recently that when they did a study to see about sort of brain wave energy, that they did different emotional track different emotions to see what the frequency was, because I like energy healing. And it was interesting, the highest frequency was authenticity. People who were knew themselves and were authentic to their beliefs and their values had the highest frequency. It was even beyond love, because, well, that's part of love, isn't it? That is that unconditional love. When you love yourself enough to know who you are and listen to that, the inner guidance of your heart and soul, and you're authentic to you, that's where the
And
magic
yeah,
happens.
exactly.
So I thought that was really interesting that had come, they've been able to prove that. So that was an interesting thing. So this is part of our journey, and this is why listening and learning that skill of to listen to your heart and soul for the guidance is really important, that you are then working and doing things for you that make you happy, that bring joy to you, that then, as we said, has that knock-on effect, like the little lights. That, all the little lights being switched on. If we think of, like, it's coming to Christmas time, and we love the lights. I mean, Zurich always has beautiful Christmas lights and things. But when we see the lights on a Christmas tree, they're little small lights. And like, if we think if there's just one, it doesn't really do a lot. But then when they start to come on, all of them, and then suddenly you've got your Christmas tree, a mass of lights, and it looks so beautiful, and it draws you
Magical.
in. And magical, yes. So that's what we're all, this is what we're here to do, is that we're to work on ourselves, reconnect with who we are authentically, make our little light shine in whatever way. It doesn't have to be, because I think that I used to feel that I had to do something big. But it's not about the big, it's the little things, it's the little joy that makes us twinkle.
Exactly.
And if we're all like twinkling in the darkness, I mean, I think of the Christmas tree lights. So yeah, that just sort of would just made me feel that's what we're all here to do, that just bring that little bit of our light into the world.
So how do we listen to our own guidance? How do we listen to our heart and soul for guidance?
Well, for me, it definitely is finding that little bit of space and stepping away from things and just like sitting down and just really asking the questions and feeling into them. And I have to say, I'm not always so good at doing that to make the space because we live in a busy, chaotic, noisy world. And I think it's really important to do that often. Like certainly when I lived in the mountains, it was when I went for a walk in the mountains, in the forest, in the nature, it was so much easier to connect with me. Here I find coming back, I find there's a lot of noise, and this is something that I personally know that now I need to lean more into is taking that space away from the noise and really feel into it. So sometimes when I'm out with a dog, I mean, certainly it was easier in the summer. I would just sit on the edge of the promenade and listen to the waves. Just sometimes it'd be like really noisy. Sometimes it would just be that gentle lapping. And that was a good space for being able to do that. Coming into the winter months, not so easy. But yeah, I kind of do need to realize that I need to just take some time out and just really just focus and think about, right, what's the right thing for me? I know that there's some other methods that you can use. What about you, Caroline?
Yeah, definitely creating that space and giving yourself the 5 minutes a day, because otherwise we get so hooked up in the busyness of
Yeah.
life. And I mean, sometimes it's, for me, getting up and then emptying the dishwasher, emptying the cat litter, going with the dog, blah, 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 blah. You have 2,000 things to do, and then you're already in that.
Your heads.
Exactly. But taking that time for me to just maybe getting up, doing a little stretching, arriving in my body, opening the window, letting in fresh air, welcoming the new day,
Yeah.
and just sitting there breathing, sort of arriving. And then I can start the day with all the chores that are waiting me, but also sprinkle, or seeing the magic in the world. Today, we have a little stream near our house with beautiful trees, and there was one ray of sunshine just
Oh.
entering that little forest, and it was so magical. It was just, and I just stood there and connected to that and breathing in those moments. And of course, taking time to, let's all do this exercise together. Put your hands on your heart space. Close your eyes. Take in a deep breath. Truly expand your belly. And let go of anything and everything that already happened today. Take in another deep breath into your belly. And let go. As you take in another deep breath, you realize you're calming your thoughts, you're arriving in your heart space. Take in another deep breath, connect to your heart, feel the calm, feel the peace. And this way, you're connecting to your heart space, your intuition, your inner knowing. And in this space, you can ask yourself anything. You can ask yourself, what do I need now? You can listen to your guidance. Maybe it's a voice in your inner ear. Maybe it's a picture in your inner eye. Maybe it's a sense in your body. Or maybe it's just a knowing. Just trust your own way of receiving guidance. And even if nothing seems to come, trust it's already here. What do I need? And you can ask other questions like, if you have to make a decision, what is my decision? What's the right decision in this situation? And feel into your guidance. And feel free to ask yourself your own questions while you just breathe. You are in this calm, trusting, knowing heart space. And you know you can always come back. Space. Take another deep breath. Give yourself thanks for those 2 minutes of peace and inner calm. Thanking your heart for your guidance. And when you're ready, open your eyes and release your hands. Thank you.
Yeah, that was lovely. Yes, I got a message. I've got to drink more water.
It's always trust that. I think hydration is so important. It's easier in summer when you feel thirsty, but
Yeah. I've definitely got to drink more water as opposed to coffee. Think that was the message for me. But yeah, it's interesting actually when you do it. I mean, even also the image of being in summer, being in the mountains again, where I sometimes sit with my back against a tree trunk and just have that feeling of being connected and very grounded. And I think when you're grounded as well, that really helps to focus your connection with both nature but also with who you are. Yeah, there's it's beautiful, but that's a nice exercise that you can do anytime, anywhere. Just to reconnect.
Yeah, and it's so needed in that busyness that is coming, And like you said, grounding is sort of releasing all the anxiety that is
Yeah.
building up and just being in your own peace. And yeah, we can all do that. And it's such a handy exercise. You don't need any tools. You don't need, 2 hours quiet space,
No.
but just 2 minutes and just breathe. And that's all you
Oh,
ever need,
it does, because I think a lot of people rush around and make decisions and don't really think them through and see if they really are what's the right thing for them. And yes, it's life as a human being is not it's simple, not always easy, but we can find our way through to make better decisions for us and ultimately, then our family and their loved ones benefit from that as well. So, thank you, Caroline.
Always welcome. And yeah, it's that space coming back to us, to our heart, to our soul, trusting that we already know the answers. We have it all within. And
Exactly.
yeah. And that's important to create that space, holding that space, and allowing yourself to receive your answers.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Any more guidance for us, Janet?
I think we've covered a lot today. I think there's a lot for people to take in and think about in their own lives about those detours, and what we can learn from them, but also about the need for making that space actually to reconnect with what's right for us and about how that actually those taking on and finding that joy and being more authentic to ourselves really has that lovely ripple effect of positivity energetically out into the world to make this world a better place. So it's all begins with you.
It does, and that's the beauty of it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Inner guidance, very important.
And actually, today was our 70th episode, and this is great. Celebrate with us and share your favorite episode and your insights, and share with your friends. And yeah, we love to inspire you. We love to help you connect to your heart and soul. And yeah,
And
bring
that's
your
Bailey just adding her a little bit into it. And I think she sees a squirrel on the fence. So thank you,
Yeah.
everyone.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Love and light blessings.